We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Is our guest. We sell all of his best-selling books at InfoWarsHealth.com. And it's a win-win-win. We support the broadcast, get the word out, and the globalists do not want you getting the high-quality longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com. There's also a toll-free number on the site. We'll put InfoWarsHealth.com in a moment, and I'll get that out. Moving quick, Dr. Wallach, I love how when Big Agra poisons food, then they want to take over the small farmers. Anything else on the meningitis news versus vaccine dangers and your quick comments on GMO? Dr. Wallach. Yeah, because I told him it was overdrive and we were going to hold him and he probably thought the show was over. But that's okay. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, so much going on, so much happening here in this operation. Now, we are going to have Dan Bedondi able to report with us. He's normally down here as one of our reporters, but instead he is up visiting with his family in Rhode Island. So we'll have news for you on that front. I hope this is all completely overhyped and that there is not a big issue. And I certainly hope that people don't try to take advantage of any of these crises that are happening to engage in any type of power grab. But we know what the White House chief of staff, former White House chief of staff, now Chicago boss, Rahm Emanuel said. We know what he had to say about all of that. Don't ever let a good crisis go to waste. And I'm telling you, folks, focus is the real human attribute. Being awake, being aware, being alive. Not being lackadaisical, not being in a dreamland like your friends and family are. Getting people out of that. It's one thing when you're lying on the couch to be in dreamland, but people are always lying on the couch now mentally, even when they're out driving their cars and they're living. Everything is a dreamland. There's no awareness of anything that's going around. No awareness of things happening. This is the collapse of society we see that we are accelerating towards. And I got to tell you, out of the first issue and the second issue, I am blown away by this third issue of InfoWars magazine that deals with consciousness. American government forces, restart of Japanese nuclear reactors, kill, kill, kills, another article. From food to foe. QE Infinity, printable gun revolution, TSA reinstates approval to film, policy after backlash, RIP USA, rest in peace, how the New World Order hijacked, saved the planet, and so much more. And then it's got all of the big zombie articles in it. It's got all of the big zombie. Page 10 and 11, Sheeple and the Zombie Apocalypse. Pages 12 to 13, Breaking the Zombie Programming, We Can Become Conscious. Secret Life of Zombies, Idiot Box. Those are the four stories on consciousness with all the government documents, all the admissions, how they're putting you into a trance state, and literally how children have just been turned over to television by all of this. I wanted to get Dr. Wallach on. We got him on like 20 minutes late because I had Ventura a little bit extra and the Skype wouldn't work. And then we had like three segments with him. I wanted to get into GMO and get his take on that, but you know what, folks, when I talk about the fact that getting off all the globalist garbage is important, or reducing it as much as you can, and at the same time getting the proper vitamins and minerals, it is so important. So that's my plug on that front as well. Coming up, we're going to get into people promising that they're going to riot. If Obama loses, the promises to kill Romney, there's new developments there, the promises to riot. And to loop during the hurricane. Who knows what's going to happen with Hurricane Sandy? I hope it's not a repeat of what we saw in Katrina, but a much larger scale. And all the news is at InfoWars.com. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with PrisonPlanet.tv with the nightly news. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
We've got it.
The Dispatch is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We see the earth
from here, and we see Hurricane Sandy barreling up and the edges of it beginning to hit the East Coast. And they're talking about postponing the election now more and more earnestly. Yes, it's actually happening, and we have breaking news. There are something called flash mobs that in the last 5 years, as you know, have been used in Europe, England, Australia, the United States, for young groups of kids, skateboarder punk types. I'm not saying skateboarders in general are bad, just skateboarder punk types, organizing riots and lootings of movie theaters and things and shopping malls, gangbanger types doing it, welfare hordes, things like that. The organized, hey, let's all go loot. Instead, you don't have to wait, you know, till a verdict or something the criminals don't like as an excuse to start knocking shop windows out to steal. So it's kind of like an organized criminal action. You just organize on Twitter and Facebook, and then you don't get in trouble for it. And the Secret Service is in the news today saying, well, they're going to do something about it. But as the Weekly Standard points out, a week and a half into our report, that went viral thanks to the listeners of this show and DrudgeReport.com pointing out thousands of Twitter users saying they're going to murder Romney, kill Romney, riot if Obama loses. Twitter users who threaten Romney's life remain active, the Weekly Standard reports, and are issuing more threats to kill the president or the person running for president. So that's what's going on here. And you can't threaten a presidential candidate like that. And it just shows selective enforcement here because they don't want this to become a news issue of people being arrested. Absolutely amazing that this is going on. Now, I have another article here in my stack. Americans riot over baseball. How will an election or a hurricane? Again, how about an election or a hurricane? And that dovetails with Paul Watson's article that just went up at prisonplanet.com, infowars.net, and infowars.com. Why do we have the three main big sites? It's because we have hackers routinely try to bring down the sites and problems. So having different systems means it's a form of redundancy. It's like three aircraft carriers instead of one. And the big mothership, the big capital ship, the flagship's InfoWars, and there's Prison Planet, InfoWars.net, and some other sites that are backups. PrisonPlanet.tv is the media video streaming site. We got word on Facebook today. We've got more than 20 Facebooks because they were all fan set up. We just never got into Facebook. Then fans just gave it to us. We got one with like 300,000 likes. All total, we've got over 1 million likes with our Facebook channels. And they're always shutting them down for no reason, but they're going after the big one. They gave us notice today that we're not allowed, we're going to have an article later, to put out a graphic that says Al-Qaeda and show a picture of bin Laden. And they said that is unacceptable and hate speech. We're going to have an article on it. And that one more time, our site shut down. People say, oh, well, that's just Facebook. You know, it's a private company. You don't have to be on there. Folks, they advertise as a public commons. You go put your photos, your articles, your data. You bring the worth to YouTube, to Facebook. They advertise it, and it's false advertising. When we don't have any porn, any calls to violence, nothing. And they're telling us they're going to shut our site down. We got notice today. They said, you get your account in order, one more thing, you're gone. This violates community guidelines and hatefulness. We've got their notice. We're going to put it. It's very hateful. Very hateful to point out bin Laden was CIA Tim Osmond codename. Very hateful to point out they're using Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria against those countries. I mean, now if you don't support Al-Qaeda, you're un-American. Well, you know what? Then I'm un-American. I don't support Al-Qaeda. People are like, is this a joke? Al-Qaeda's horrible. No, the government runs Al-Qaeda. I'm sick of it. They use it to take our liberties, and I'm tired of it. They hired the group for security in Benghazi that killed the ambassador. That group is now confirmed what we knew when it happened, but it's now confirmed. Of course they couldn't call in backup to fight their own security detail. That was the group they hired. And a subgroup of that group, the out-of-control jihadis out of Saudi Arabia that have taken over Benghazi, was the first area they took over in Libya before they launched the overall overthrow of Libya itself and the ethnic cleansing of blacks and the rest of it. I've got all this world news. It just drives me crazy to know. That's why we've got to have twitter.com/realalexjones. Got to follow us there. That's why we've got to beef that up. We've got to get more Facebooks. We've got to get more YouTube channels, all those HD channels. Go to the Alex Jones channel with 43 million views on it. We've got a bunch of other HG channels now that people need to subscribe to so that if they knock out our big channel, we've got those others. And sure, there's a bunch of other fan channels with over 400-something million last time I checked views, but those aren't channels we run. We've started a bunch of others because it's like whack-a-mole. They're trying to knock us down, and we're just popping more moles up on them. And again, I want to thank all of you for spreading the word about the show, but don't just think it's always going to be here. Don't just think that the system doesn't want this shut down. We don't make a big deal out of the constant persecution that goes on behind the scenes trying to get our eyes off the prize, and it isn't working. Whenever I get attacked, we just grow another tentacle. I'm like a starfish. We're like a hydra here. You cut one head off, two sprout. That's always been our rule, is that when we get attacked, we only get stronger. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. Don't agree a lot with what Friedrich Nietzsche said, but that's certainly true. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. But we've got to resist this. We've got to become resilient. We've got to say no. Now, I'm going to get into the hurricane that could suspend the election, postpone the election. It's all unfolding. It's totally insane. And then we're going to get into what's happening with the election itself. But here's the article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that they do not want you to see. Every day now, we're able to put news out first, and it becomes the big news story of the day. And so we're able more and more to set the agenda. And the system does not like that. They don't like the fact that Drudge Report can set the agenda, even more than we can. It just so happens on many things we overlap that we want freedom. But the point is, there's not many outlets that can do this. And it's an incredible responsibility, folks, that I have and that you have to make sure while we're able to still open fire on the globalists in the info war, while we're still in this fight, we got to slam shells into the breach, slam the door shut on the howitzer, target the enemy, and pull the cord. Boom, pull the trigger. We have got to put ammo downrange on the enemy, not in fight, not get distracted. We've got to discredit the New World Order banking cartel that's hijacked our country through stage crises and false flag and infiltration. Gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. New York National Guard to protect against looting. Scores of Twitter users have flooded the social networking site, announcing their plans to go on a looting spree once Hurricane Katrina makes landfall, as the New York National Guard announced it would put troops on duty in Long Island to prevent such activity. 1,175 New York National Guard troops have been mobilized to provide command and control and logistical support in New York City. Hope they don't stand down like the LAPD did in 91. Long Island, the Hudson Valley, and Southern Tier, according to NBC New York. The troops will also be on hand to protect against looting. Folks, now when you see these flash mobs calling for a flash mob to rob at the shopping mall, or calling for attacks at the fair or the state fair, or calling for racial attacks now, or calling for looting, whether it's white skateboarders or black disenfranchised youth, this stuff is becoming a weekly phenomenon. And you've got a blue norther, a big western wet storm, and a hurricane coming together, and they're saying it's going to be bad. I hope it isn't, but they're already stopping early voting. They're already starting to get flooded. They're already locking things down. They're already shutting down the stock market. You already know about all that. I'll get to it in a moment. And you start getting people saying, hey, we're going to loot and go out and rob. And let me tell you, Watson, there's so many of these, he can't even track all these tweets and things. And YouTube videos and Facebooks. And let me tell you, these are established accounts. As the Weekly Standard's reporting, people threatening to kill Romney and loot, none of them are getting in trouble that we know of. The Secret Service said they were visiting people. You know what? We went to these accounts. They're up there threatening anew, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, something's going on here. This has got Justice Department protection, just like Fast and Furious. And it will cause division in this country. That could be the false flag, like Doug Hagman said 2 months ago on this show. And he's the guy that told us about the prepper not being able to fly 5 days, 6 days before it was in the news. I just wish his intel was turning out wrong. It's not. And he said, no, the Justice Department's planning race riot type stuff. And he said, and he has that directly from next to the inner circle of Big Sis and her gals. You know, the crazed ones up there, up top, running around doing all the crazy stuff I won't even mention on air on the family show. You know, they've been resigning. They're not counter-suing people, suing them. That tells me it's all true. Just imagine up there with those crazed women just attacking those men savagely. But they're not even women. The point is that all of this is going on. It's like Rome. And this is the plan. And more and more it's coming into view. Because we're a week and a half into people saying they're going to kill Romney and nothing's been done. And again, folks, I've made mild comments before about, you know, Obama is a traitor and a piece of garbage. I mean, that's true. Saying the UN's over our military. And I've had Secret Service show up here repeatedly, over and over again, in my face, with guns on their sides, FBI, you name it, ATF. They've all been here for nothing to try to intimidate me. These people get to sit here and do all this. I'm sick of it. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go over this when we come back, but if this hurricane gets real bad, I'm looting stores. I always wanted to do that. This is the gangster culture in America now. I'm going to go looting once this hurricane hits. I mean, I run into everybody of all races, colors, creeds, and they're all the young people are into, like, yeah, I like that car. It's all murdered out. Yeah, I'll gap this, that. And it's all talk. But the point is, people will go out and do this sometimes. I'm going to go looting once this hurricane hits Utica. and just goes on and on and on and on and on. The looting, how they're planning to rob the stores. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into what this hurricane means, the perfect storm, Frankenstorm, straight ahead. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ladies, stop and think how many wrinkle creams you've tried are rated so incredibly high on Amazon.com. Because the last time I checked, there was only one. Esotique by Chamonix. Here's Mrs. Murphy from Boston.
If this could be marketed and sold in a gallon container for all over use, I'd work two jobs to be able to afford it. It truly made an incredible difference in my appearance. I also enjoy how wonderfully moist and youthful my skin looks and feels in the morning. I feel beautiful from the moment I wake up until I go to bed.
Ladies, can you say the same about your wrinkle cream? If you've never experienced the amazing luxury of Esotique, here's a simple offer. Try Esotique for only half price. That's it. Half price introductory offer for new customers only, please. Call 800-481-1090. 800-481-1090. You'll be amazed or your money back. 800-481-1090. 800-481-1090. That's 800-481-1090.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, it completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jesse Ventura, who hadn't done an interview in about a month, is going to be joining us with a lot of breaking news coming up. Well, there's signs going up all over New England and the East Coast saying looters will be shot. We've got all that news up at InfoWars.com. And I hope all this Twitter chatter is just that, but people use Twitter all over the world. In Europe, I've seen it in Australia, you name it, here in the U.S., all races, groups, you name it. All cultures have been using it in organized crime. And here it is. I mean, criminals have always known during disasters, during earthquakes, during hurricanes, that's when they can get out and have some fun. And gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. New York National Guard to protect against looting. Again, thank you for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. Important to note that we have a lot of new affiliates joining us every week now. And it goes on here. Examples of tweets from individuals planning to go on looting sprees, including the following. About to do some looting when this hurricane finally hits. Going to get a new laptop and TV. This hurricane might be the best thing to happen. Source, link. We have links to it. On official people's Twitters, with their, up there with their families, everything. If this hurricane gets real bad, I'm looting stores. I always wanted to do that. I'm going to go looting once the hurricane hits Utica. Has Hurricane Sandy made landfall yet? My bleep beep is ready to go looting. Hell yeah, I'm going to go looting after the storm hits. You know, I can show U.S. troops looting in Baghdad, sitting on gold thrones, sitting on piles of money. I mean, they looted some of the oldest museums in the world. That all happened on record. Colonels and people just walking around while it happens. I mean, this is disgusting. That's by the way, like Katrina, you got to worry about the police looting in some areas. Remember that? In the Walmarts, the rest of it? Who wants to go looting with me when Sandy hits? I need some new bleep. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Many of the tweets are written in such a way as to suggest that looting under such circumstances is justifiable. None of the tweets express any concern at law enforcement or National Guard response. They'll probably be joining in with them, at least the police in some areas. Looters habitually hijack, or actually police in most areas don't engage in that. Looting habitually hijacks hurricanes and other extreme weather events to carry out their criminal acts. During Hurricane Katrina, the practice became so commonplace that police officers were ordered not to stop citizens from ransacking stores. So then the cops joined in. Why not? Police were also caught on camera looting Walmart store, and jewelry stores, but got away with it, claiming they had received permission from superiors to take necessities for themselves, like Xboxes. Looters also pillaged abandoned houses during Hurricane Irene, despite the threat by New York Mayor Bloomberg that they would be put in internment camps. Now, the police only arrest you for protesting in New York peacefully and crack women over the head, I've witnessed. You don't arrest looters. Commentators are already expressing fears that widespread, remember in New York, they would never stop women being raped in the park by hundreds of men with helicopters filming it? I mean, just pathetic. The New York police are an example of what not to be. Commentators are already expressing fears that widespread looting is almost inevitable when the Frankenstorm hits later tonight. It's all anecdotal at this point, but the crime reports following Hurricane Katrina and Irene are any indication the East Coast is in for a crime wave post-Sandy, writes Business Insider Abby Rogers. As reported last week, supporters of Barack Obama are also flooding Twitter with threats to riot and stoke racial violence if Mitt Romney wins the election. And that's being encouraged, folks. That's being allowed to get us all fighting with each other so that bankers can rob us. We need to come together against tyranny. The threats prompted the Homeland Security Department, Secret Service, to announce they are monitoring the situation. The Secret Service also encountered Twitter users to self-police the social media website that report offensive tweets directly to the agency. Yeah, they're too busy trying to ban our Facebook for having an Al-Qaeda thing up there saying Bin Laden the CIA. That's not allowed. But if I wanted to go on there and, you know, say I'm going to kill public servants, well, that would be just fine, I guess. Of course, I'd get arrested. And I'm not supposed to get angry at that. I'm supposed to go, oh, that's okay. Plus, the last thing I want is for anything to happen to Obama or Mitt Romney, two globalist stooges, two globalist puppets, two globalist frontmen. That would make them angels instead of the little globalists they are. But Twitter users who threatened Romney's life remain active. Weekly Standard breaks it down. More than a dozen Twitter accounts that were used as a medium to publicly threaten Republican candidate Mitt Romney's life. Well, actually planned how to kill him. I mean, when he comes to my town, I'm going to, you know, kill him, blah, 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 close quote. After the second presidential debate remained active, nearly 2 weeks later, the news comes after the Secret Service told this publication that it was aware of these threats on Romney's life. So there you go. Now, when we get back, we're going to look at the hurricane itself ahead of Jesse the Mind Ventura joining us on a cornucopia. I've got like two pages of notes, questions I want to ask him. Bam, bam, bam. We had a nice 30-minute talk the other day. He's wound up after not being on air for a month in self-chosen seclusion. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, we are now going to start getting into the latest on the hurricane El Diablo Frankenstorm as well here right now. And again, if you just joined us, I am Alex Jones, your host, and I'm a throwback. I like George Washington. I like Thomas Jefferson. I like the Second Amendment. I like private property. I like privacy. I like due process. I like justice. I kind of want, you know, due process and to have some protections instead of living like most other countries with horrible, corrupt tyrannies who can just arrest you and disappear you into a black torture dungeon so criminals can have their way with you. I tend to like the wealth that freedom produces. I tend to like people being promoted because they are dynamic and have energy and have something to offer to the species instead of a bunch of bullies getting together and forming gangs in government and organizing themselves against the population and attacking virtue. See, evil always attacks virtue because it's threatened by it, because virtue gets in its way. And it's ugly to ugliness. Beauty is ugly to the ugly and reminds it of how ugly it is. And I don't mean physical ugliness. I mean ugliness of the heart. Jesse Ventura, governor of Minnesota, former governor, will be joining us coming up. We'll talk about the hurricane, the election, a lot more with him, his lawsuit, his TV show. It's going to be a good interview because usually when we have him on, I've known him about 7 years now. I'm going to be pretty good friends with him. It's when he's doing a media junket, though. He does it like in, you know, sets because he's kind of over being in the media, kind of over being a celebrity, and quite frankly doesn't really like doing it. He likes writing books about the New World Order and things because he can really lay it out. But when he's in the middle of a media junket, you know, he's probably done 50 interviews. He's burnt out. But the times I've gotten him when he's fresh or when he's come down to visit me in Austin, dynamic stuff. So he's always a good interview, but he's going to have a lot to say coming up. Okay, again, our top story at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. New York National Guard to protect against looting. And Paul Watson's also added the history of people organizing criminal activities. They use Twitter to organize. In fact, I forgot about that. I got to call Watson and have him add that. The burning and rioting all over England was organized on Twitter. I totally forgot that. I was talking about the skateboarder yuppie kids doing it just a week and a half ago. And again, this is a phenomenon across the entire world. So I'm calling Watson right now. I just got him online. Hey, Watson, I'm on air. You there? Okay, listen, obviously, you know, we've got the top drudge link on the right-hand side, gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter, and I've got the IT crew in there, literally like Scotty in the engine room trying to keep the InfoWars up right now because drudge is getting particular high levels of traffic right now, I think, because of the hurricane and the election. It looks like we got about 50,000 people a minute coming into the site. So we're going to try to keep that up. If the site goes down any, obviously, we've got PrisonPlanet.com as a backup and PrisonPlanet.tv. But, Watson, I forgot. I want you to add this. I know you added some of the other rioting about how they used Twitter to coordinate the burning and rioting for 2 weeks in England. Obviously, you were in the middle of that because you're in London right now or outside London. Can you add that to your article, please? I think that's pertinent, don't you? Yeah, because you have a precedent for this. I'm really worried about this, Watson. This is really starting to look like it's all been engineered. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Good job. Thank you. No time to do that off air. We'll just do it on air, ladies and gentlemen. Total transparency here at the InfoWars Command Center. So there you have that. It's our top story linked in red at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But if the sites go down, I'm sure everybody else has already grabbed it and put it on their site. The site's up right now. Now continuing, I was back in the engine room during the break. Boy, I tell you, it's crazy. Reality is unbelievably energizing, but also overwhelming and exhausting all at the same time, if you know what I mean. Reality is, there's no rest for those of us that try to live in it, as I once said. So gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. And that story going mega viral right now. Tweet it out to everybody. We've sent it out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter as well. By the way, mystery. Labor Department may delay jobs numbers until after the election. Kind of like you're trying to delay the fact that they got caught lying about what really happened in Benghazi until after the election. And let's go ahead and get into what's happening now with the old hurricane. U.S. stock markets closed due to hurricane. That's CNBC. U.S. stock index futures fell on Monday, with investors continuing to fret about the weak revenue picture developed for corporate America, and the U.S. cash equity markets will be closed due to huge hurricane expected to hit the U.S. East Coast sometime this morning, into Tuesday morning. And the real problem, we'll find out by Wednesday, will it completely flood everything? National Weather Service, Sandy, a very dangerous storm. Hurricane Sandy is a huge storm with a diameter, something they can't read, of 700 miles wide and a tropical storm wind field over 400 miles wide, meaning that it will impact a very large number of people for an extended period of time and drop 5 to 10 inches of rain over hundreds and hundreds of square miles. So there's that report, CBS News. Obama campaign fears impact of Hurricane Sandy. Yeah, I bet the Obama campaign does, because now Obama gets to fly around and act presidential. And I told you Friday and Sunday, he would say, I can't campaign. I've got to go fly around in a helicopter in the face of the storm. I'm like a reporter out there blowing around in the wind. And Romney tried to act presidential, too. And this is all part of this grandstanding. A top aide to Barack Obama voiced fears last night that Hurricane Sandy could hurt the president's reelection chances by reducing turnout as the impending storm forced both candidates to cancel campaign stops. Republican challenger Mitt Romney received good news in two key swing states. Folks, this is going to, if they postpone the election, it's going to hurt Romney because, and then, or it could be contested. Oh my gosh. Republican challenger Mitt Romney received good news in two key swing states, winning the endorsement of Iowa's main newspaper in Des Moines Register. Yeah, and he's pulling ahead in most polls in Colorado and in Ohio. And so it's kind of interesting just to know what flavor of new poison we may get if Romney actually gets in there. It's just kind of interesting. Oh, a new globalist puppet, a new management team. And trying Obama in a newly released poll in all important Ohio. So there it goes. The latest Frankenstorm video of 1938 nor'easter that ravaged New England. That's in thisweek.com. We'll show some of that later if you're watching on prisonplanet.tv. Federal offices closed because of Sandy all over the East Coast. The Office of Personnel Management says federal offices will be closed to the public Monday. So that continues there. It doesn't even really say exactly how many areas of the East Coast. Sandy, a nightmare for flyers as airlines ground 9,000 flights. You know, we didn't do this on purpose. Dan Bedondi left, what, last Thursday, one of our great reporters who left behind his wife and one-year-old son in Rhode Island, radio talk show host up there, got a lot of heart, done a lot of great reporting. And so we've hired him, and he's down here, and hopefully in the new year he's going to move his family down here. But he went back for a week to visit his family and his one-year-old son that really wants to see daddy. And he's there in Rhode Island. I mean, you talk about in the middle of the hurricane when it hits. That is smack dab, you know, out in the ocean. That's why it's an island. I'm pretty smart, aren't I, folks? Anyways, the point is, I'm like, it's an island. It's called Rhode Island. I always point out the obvious. That's how my little brain works. But he's going to be able to report for us. Maybe we'll get him on the nightly news tonight. I think we should get Dan on, how people are responding, the preparations, the boarding up of things, then get him on the show tomorrow for like 30 minutes in case a little bit early, in case the power goes out. I mean, who knows what's going to. Yeah, well, I think he has a computer at Skype, too. He's pretty tech savvy, so we'll get him on via video Skype. And who knows? He might not be able to come back for a few weeks if the power goes out. The number of flight cancellations resulting from Hurricane Sandy is now pushing 9,000, according to Flight Aware Flight Tracking Service. And the number, 8,962, as of 9 a.m. this morning, appears certain to grow over the next 24 hours as Sandy moves offshore. I know what you're talking about, power being off. The phone lines are usually still up. That was that the point you were making, CJ? Was that, okay, again, went over my head as well. Continuing, most stuff goes over my head like a minute later, and then I get it. Panic buying grips the East Coast. Mad rush for supplies ahead of megastorm. We're always saying have water filters like the beautiful Pro Pure Travel that I use right here. It's on my right here on my desk. I mean, I'm always saying be prepared, have storable food, have firearms, have flashlights. If you can, if you live in a big city, try to move out on the edge of the countryside and commute in so that you got neighbors that are more self-sufficient. Everybody's got guns. And the media calls that fear-mongering to strategically relocate. You know, strategic relocation, we have the new film out, by the way, a plug for that, the new Alex Jones film with Joel Skousen. It's 3 hours of content, a two-hour film, about an hour of extras. But the point is that this film isn't about just if there was ever a nuclear war. It's every micro-region, as the book with color maps breaks down, the safest areas in every region, according to country, with economic breakdowns, social breakdowns. Joel Skousen is no slouch. He has really broken it down. He knew everything about the hill country where I lived. He knew all the demographics. He built a whole bunch of bunkers for, you know, Richie Riches out there. He really knows what he's doing. And we carry his book discounted with the film Strategic Relocation that the film breaks down. A lot of angles that aren't in the book. And it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, The Secure Home by Joel M. Skousen. That's like the bestseller, and that's what the major architects all use. He's been publishing this for decades. The third edition, architectural design, construction, and remodeling of self-sufficient residencies and high-security retreats. See, he's got stuff for people that have no money, basic stuff of how to protect yourself more, right up a continuum to, like, do you want to be underground, bulletproof, hidden, and being able to stay underground for a year if you have to? People say, oh, I'd rather just die. Really? Folks, if there's a nuclear war, most of the radiation's gone in a month. If they airburst the weapons, if they hit the ground, boy, you're in big trouble. And I don't want to go into the whole reason for that. The point is, you can look it up yourself, that the globalists are building giant bunkers everywhere for multi-year stays underground like they never have before. And we break down in the film geopolitically why he thinks that. So it's an economic fusion with a historical fusion with a global breakdown of every continent, most of the major nations, the best places to move if you're going to leave the United States. And he's lived in these countries. This guy's lived all over the world. You know, he was a Marine Corps fighter pilot in the Vietnam War. I mean, he's had a long life, Joel Skousen. Very interesting person. And I've done a lot of strategic relocation research outside of his book. And when I read this in a couple of years, I'm like, my, how does he know that? Because he's built, I'm not going to, it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of retreats all over the United States, in every state. I'm not going to get into the whole thing. The point is, it's all in the film Strategic Relocation. It means if you do live in a big city, what are the emergency escape routes that most people don't know about? He's got all that. This is something that everyone should have in their glove compartment. It's like a roadmap atlas, too. You understand that with back roads and everything else? You should have the book, you should have the film, and it supports our broadcast as well. Strategic Relocation, the film, available. I mean, it's a great trailer that Rob Jacobson put together. It's excellent. I'm going to make a bigger, longer one, maybe a 10-minute presentation, to really break down what's in the film so people understand it is wide spectrum. So, The Secure Home, third edition, Strategic Relocation, third edition, Strategic Relocation, the film. All available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the ProPure water filters. And I don't have a bunch of these ProPure water filters because I think a hurricane's going to hit me, even though they can where I live. I've got it because I don't want to drink poison tap water. I've got it because the system doesn't want me to drink filtered water, and it's the best gravity-fed filter out there, discounted, 10% off the already lowest price you're going to find on the web when you add promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-253-3139. All right, there is the plug for preparedness. Now more than ever, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, could this be the crisis that the establishment uses to suspend the election? I don't know how they couldn't if the hurricane is as bad as they say. I hope that isn't the case. I hope it gets blown out to sea. Right now, and as you've been doing, I've been doing, I've been following the weather reports. Let's go to some of the hurricane tracks. The best place I've found to follow it is DrudgeReport.com because other media outlets only show their news because, you know, they're in competition with each other. Drudge is full spectrum. So it's mainstream, alternative, government documents, foreign news. He's got it all there. Sandy Track, latest cone, model, satellite, radar, Weather Channel, AccuWeather, Wonderground, IntelliCast. It's all up there. Let's look at the storm track right now, the latest from the National Weather Service, NOAA. It's got it coming in right above Virginia, right into Maryland, right into Pennsylvania, and right over New York, barreling up into Toronto. And then turning and running over Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, up into the, what is that, Labrador? Is that Labrador up there? I'm just going from memory. Nova Scotia. Labrador on the other side. I can't remember. You know geography and you forget it. Whatever. The point is going up into Canada and out into the Atlantic Ocean. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the satellite track. It is not blowing out to sea like my father and I had hoped. It is slamming with all its heat and all its moisture, and it's 80 to 100 mile an hour winds right into the most populous area of the United States with a blue norther coming down into it and that big western storm blowing in. The good news is the storm came in quick. I'm not a meteorologist, this is what they're saying, came in quick, so quick that it kind of pushed the other storm back. But it is certainly wild. Hey, let's go to his site. Let's look up Doppler. We also have everything Drudge has got copied over at InfoWars, those links and things, but it's down in the U.S. News section. Where is it? Let me go ahead and find the, here's satellite. Let's look at satellite to get an idea of the rain. Pull up Doppler radar East Coast. Let's see how much rain they're getting, guys. Pull up Doppler radar East Coast. And I know it's on here. I found it earlier. But looking for it right now. And again, over at drudgereport.com, on the right-hand side, gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. Let me tell you, I always look forward to coming in and doing the show because it's always interesting and also, you know, dynamic and free flow. But I'm really hyped about coming in this week and next week for the election. And Lord willing, if there's not a civil emergency or whatever, we'll be here covering the election on InfoWars Nightly News every night from 5 to into the wee hours, election night and the day after the election. And we will have free video feeds, not just for PrisonPlanet.tv members, for everybody, election day and the day after. And I'll be up there. We're going to have a raft of special guests and others that we're going to be lining up to give their take on it as it unfolds at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. But if you want to support us, what we're doing, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. Okay, I haven't even gone through the whole hurricane situation. We're going to be going over all the rest of the news straight ahead. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
To no one else.
Jesse Ventura is coming up at the start of the next segment, and we'll cover the election, all the news on that, the economy, world government out in the open. Man, I tell you, we got like five calls here at the office when I was talking about the hurricane and called it Hurricane Katrina. I'd called it Sandy about 10 times, but I talked about Hurricane Katrina as well because you saw looting there and similar things. And I guess we just kind of get the name Katrina is almost synonymous with hurricane now. But I got to watch what I say, man, because I mess up one thing and people are on it. Kind of like when I was talking about GM and Jeep. I know Jeep's not GM. My point is everything's moving offshore. Now Mitt Romney is criticizing it, saying it shouldn't leave. And it was going to go to China. Now they're saying it'll go to Italy. Nothing against the Italians, but, I mean, you know, it's fun to buy your cars that are from Italy. Can't we make something here? Can't we do that? It's like everything's got to be shut down in this country by design. I mean, we pay bailouts to ship these jobs overseas. I mean, what's Chrysler doing with Jeep? National Weather Service says, again, Sandy, a very dangerous storm. And continuing here, panic buying grips the East Coast, mad rush for supplies ahead of megastorm. And we've talked to people that are on the East Coast. They say a lot of the stores are empty. That's the answer. I know Badandi's spending time with his son, but let's send Dan over with his video camera to his YouTube channel, and we'll play it here. His HD channel, we set him up for the site. And let's get him to go show what's happening in the stores and do a report. I know he's listening right now, so... reporter Dan Badandi's back visiting family in Rhode Island, so he'll be able to cover this for us. And if you put up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the National Weather Service Doppler radar, it shows massive, massive precipitation. They're talking about days in places like Pennsylvania of hurricane-strength winds that they're expecting when that thing makes landfall coming up sometime in the wee hours of Tuesday morning, I guess in the next 12 to 14 hours or so. Can you imagine? Again, I'm hoping it's still hype, but it doesn't look like it is. You got people promising to loot. Flooding. Rescues underway as Sandy threatens catastrophe of a lifetime. CNN. That's their headline. Flooding rescues, again, underway as Sandy threatens catastrophe of a lifetime, CNN. Hurricane Sandy may score a direct hit on spent fuel ponds at nuclear plant. This is up at Infowars.com, Washington blog, breaks it all down. We noted Friday that more than a dozen nuclear plants are near the Hurricane Sandy path. Nuclear expert Arnie Gundersen says there are actually 26 nuclear plants in the path of the hurricane and that the spent fuel rods are in plants that don't have backup pumps. Just something to know. You'll hear in the next 2 days, we've safely shut down the plant, but Fukushima taught us that doesn't stop the decay heat. You need the diesel to keep the reactors cool. 26 plants in the East Coast are in an area where Sandy is likely to hit. Fuel ponds not cooled by diesel. No one wanted to buy them. That's the thing. They're letting these plants rot, folks, and storing things improperly. And it's not that I'm even against nuclear, except these companies are just horrible. 90-plus percent, the number's what, 92%? Of the 400-plus reactors worldwide are leaking? Because the radiation eats stuff, and the average reactor is over 30 years old. In recent refuel, hot fuel will throw off more and more moisture from pool. Reactor buildings not meant to handle high humidity. It just goes on and on with the path of it. Man, going right over Pittsburgh, right over Baltimore, right over Philadelphia, right over Buffalo, Syracuse. Hurricane Sandy forces mass transit closure, evacuations in New York, other areas. It's Fox News. We're going to come back with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura to go over a massive amount of news. Call your friends and family. Tell them tune in right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.